Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Tapped Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Thursday, June 25th. In the news this morning, overnight ebuy prices were July corn down 2.25 cents at 322, July wheat up a quarter, 481.5, and July beans down 3.25, 867.5. It's kind of more of the same out here. We didn't see any export announcements from the Chinese looking to buy any grains out here, so that tends to be a negative every day when we don't see something positive out here. The dollar is strong again, up 24 ticks. Crude oil is down another 22 a barrel, so nothing really positive out here. The export sales this morning were okay on the wheat, 518, light on the corn, a combined 538, and pretty decent on the beans, a combined 1.16, so almost 1.2. million metric tons there, which wasn't a bad number. You know, it's more of the same here. Good weather, 80 degree temps, scattered rains throughout a lot of the country. There are a few dry pockets out there, but for the most part, people are starting to ramp up big yields in these markets. And, you know, we're waiting to see what the acreage report is on Tuesday, but, you know, I think it's going to be shaving a little bit of corn acres, adding a little bit of bean acres. But I think the yield is going to be the overriding concern. And as we head into July, it better turn hot and dry very quickly in order to boost these prices up. But for the time being, everything looks pretty good. We don't see a whole lot of great demand out here. The International Grain Council raised their global grain output by 8 million metric tons. So we're just adding to a bigger and bigger problem out here, and doesn't seem to be any thing really supportive. We either need to see huge Chinese buying or the weather turn hot and dry, which certainly doesn't look like it for the time being. Now that can change on a dime. I think the real test will come after the 4th of July holiday. How we act after that is going to be kind of imperative to how this market goes. When we're looking at big crops, a lot of times we do push these things down between the June 1st and the first week of July. As the crops get in the ground pretty good, and there's good rains, and we discounted expecting huge yields. So hopefully we're doing that again this year, and maybe we can surprise them with some lower yields because of a drought or something out there. But the funds, you know, stay in charge here with the corn. They've got to be short close to 300,000 contracts. They're short 50,000 meal. They're long a few beans, but really not enough to make a big difference out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.